I need to come up to the front and help me. I've got one pair, thank you. I hope so, if it runs out. Right. I hope you're all feeling really intelligent and bright this morning, and are really in a mood for being good and listening. As always. Right. Right. Okay. Right. I'm not a teacher, as you'll see. Right. Today, the adults are going to be talking about righteousness, which is quite a big word. And I just wondered, before I embarrass anybody in the congregation, does anyone know what righteousness means? Tom? Wait. Nah, really bright. No, it's not quite really bright. No, did you have your hand up? Really right. That is, yeah, that's good. Righteousness means spotless. It means blameless. And I think a helpful way of thinking about it is righteousness can mean being right with God. And so the next tricky question, does anybody know how to spell it? Go on. Should we do it collectively? Go on. What? R?
I.
G? E, good. Righteousness. Very good. Whoa, very good. Right, and so what I wanted to share with you today, this is something. This is a diagram. Has someone got their phone on? Got a bit into it. I've not brought mine with me, so I know it's not mine. This is a diagram. This is why we've got the flip chart. And it's something I was taught quite a few years ago, but it's something I've felt helpful to sort of help remind me what Jesus has done for us. And it's also, I'm also going to give us 2-minute run through the whole Bible. So I hope you've all read it. Okay, so when God created the earth, He made 2 people at the start, didn't he? What are their names? Adam and Eve. So we've got Adam and Eve. Oop, she's a bit shorter and floating. So, can you guess what it is? So we've got man. And then, on the same earth, in the Garden of Eden, we had God. And he was magnificent. No, his eyes. And they're very happy. Okay, but the point was that they used to walk with God in the garden in the evening, didn't they? They were just best friends. God would, walk with them. But then they did something really bad, didn't they? They ate off the tree. That was it. They did the first thing that God had told them not to do. The only thing. And so they committed a sin, didn't they? Right, I'm going to bend down here. Oh, that's not very good, is it? Okay. So they did a sin. They did the first thing wrong. And because God is so just, he can't allow sins to go unpunished. So he just can't say, oh, it's fine, forget about it. There was a consequence. And it actually made this big sort of... There was a big divide between God and man. So they weren't just walking with him anymore. They were cast out of the Garden of Eden, weren't they? And Adam and Eve went off and had children. And their children did progressively worse things. They did even worse things. They killed each other. They did all sorts of horrible things. And it got so bad that God ended up saying, right, I can't. You're not what I created you for. I've got to call an end to this. And so what did he do? Deuce? He flooded the earth, yes? And did he kill every single person in the whole world? No, he saved Noah. That's right. And so he saved Noah. And so there was a little bit of man left to try and be friends with him again. And God, through through Noah's offspring, he promised Abraham that he would give them a special nation called Israel. And he gave them special laws and how they should live. And he gave 10 things. Can anyone remember what they are? Tom? Always respect your parents. Good lad. That's right. Very good. I'm glad that's the one that sunk in. That's pardon? Wonders and tons and fire. So that's one of the... of the, what they call, remember the 10 commandments? Yeah, very good. Hello, Bill. Right. And so they got these commandments and special rules about how they should live. And so if they did all of the things that they should have done, they could have maybe built a bit of a bridge and got over to God by doing everything absolutely perfect, never thinking anything bad, never doing anything wrong. And they just couldn't do it. They kept failing at that as well. And what we're going to listen to this afternoon, and what we've been studying, is from the book of Jeremiah, and how the people were worshipping other gods. And that's one thing that God just can't stand, worshipping worthless idols, bits of wood and metal, when he's the true king, the true God. And so God knew that the only way that he could be friends with and be made right with people again was for him to actually die for us. And so, as we all know, Jesus died on the cross. And that cross, that act of Jesus dying on the cross, there you go, it sort of made, in effect, it's made a bridge so that we can be right with God again. And what Jesus did when he died on the cross was he covered up our sin. He took all that sin on himself. There you go. So he's covered it all up. And so the punishment's been paid for all of the sins that man has done, and we now can be in a proper relationship with God. Does that all make sense? Because that is it, right? That's the Bible. That's what Jesus wants us to know. And because he's done that, he wants us to worship him and to love him, and he can love us. And so I wanted to, if I can ask the worship group to come up again before I get hauled up over my theology. And I wanted us to sing another song. It's the song, I'm sure you all know it, it's My Jesus, My Saviour. And that's what Jesus did there. He saved us, he's our saviour, and he made us righteous. So if you can all stand up, please, and I'll get this out of the room.